How much does Joshua Briscoe talk about Patrick Mahomes?
I will never slander the good, pure name of Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes forever!
Almost entirely.
This is actually... Oh, I heard somebody in the other studio say the word Mahomes. Sorry, I got distracted.
This is Almost Entirely Mahomes with Joshua Briscoe.
I have the note card you sent me. I'm going to read it right now. I do believe Patrick Mahomes is better than Alex Smith. Will you release my family now?
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Patrick Mahomes is Aaron Rodgers.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
Patrick Mahomes is brought to you by Almost Entirely Sports.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Beards just, sometimes he does this thing where he decides where we're starting the show. And he just did that over a long, drawn-out intro where the poor voice guy had to say the phrase, Almost Entirely Mahomes.
Hey, he got paid for that.
That's true. I should not call him poor. Patrick Mahomes was here in the building a little while ago. Coming up, we have an exclusive one-on-one interview with him. Just kidding. We don't. Did not speak to him. He did not make it over to the ESPN Kansas City side of things. He was here doing a couple of commercials and he was on 810 for a little bit. And I do appreciate that Beards has continually brought me new boxes of tissues to dry my tears. And also, you know, it was just sort of nice to, you know, just see that he's doing well.
We are running out, just so you know. So you're gonna have to make that one last.
Okay. The last case you've given me, you mean? The
yes.
Six box case. All right, this should get me at least a five. Yeah, that was the whole reason for playing that introduction. Just that he was here. And you really I've had to over and over again, I've had to sort of stop and compose myself, you know, pinch me, make sure I'm not dreaming. Boy, if God forbid he ever does make it to the ESPN Kansas City airwaves, Beards, I can't let you be in the building.
Because you would
play something. You would play something that would immediately... He would leave before the segment began. Because by way of
like
intro
any
or
of,
liner...
Yeah, just any of the liners of you inferring things about Mahomes here. Let me pull up the line. I'm just going to read some of the titles of these.
I feel like you would really submarine it before it got started. Now, in fairness, one thing though, I'd like to point out, I'm not worried about you bringing anything to light of me being like critical or like insulting. Now,
By the way,
Kent Swanson will be here at 5 to talk about the draft.
Josh is crazy. We'll talk about Mahomes. That's one of these.
Okay.
Josh says Mahomes is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Fantastic.
That's fine. He'll like that.
Sure.
Let's see. What else do we have? Josh thinking about Mahomes in his free time.
Right. Okay. So that's right where I'm going. I don't want to seem like a stalker. I have a life that exists outside of my...
Mahomes' handsomeness is too raw. Mahomes is a
I think
squash.
That one's you. That joke is yours.
That was a joke that...
About... Yeah, I get it. I know. About quarterback handsomeness.
Mahomes' jersey disappeared. Mahomes on a daily
basis. That one's
funny. Mahomes on the range. Mahomes' pregnancy.
Can't do that one.
Mahomes
should
start tomorrow's show. Mahomes should take over the Chiefs. Mahomes' ranged weapons.
Can't do the song. Can't do the ranged weapons one because that's about Alex Smith. Play the jersey one really. Just play the
oh,
jersey
okay,
liner.
Yeah.
Again, just a reminder, he's not on today's show, and well, in all likelihood, I would put money on never being on this show.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I think we had a Patrick Mahomes jersey over in the 810 studio.
We did. I know we
I don't
did.
Know what's happened to that.
Shh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shh. It was a medium, so I'm currently on a starvation diet so I can fit into it.
With Joshua Briscoe.
I mean,
we had a Patrick Mahomes jersey that just disappeared? Ooh, spooky. That one has my stamp of approval. God forbid we ever speak to the man. You're allowed to play that one.
Okay. Let's see. What else do we have in here? I'm sure there's more.
I don't want to know about it.
Entirely Mahomes. That's one of them. Yeah, we got some good stuff in here.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, your puppy might suck.
That one's funny.
That
I
one's
like
good.
That one.
Although he might not like that one. You're basically calling him a puppy that might suck.
Hey, let's also decide what liner we would have if Donald Trump was on the show. Or what liner we would have if the Dalai Lama was on the show. Who else will never be on this show? Who else is just too big for this show? Hey, Beards.
Charlie
which,
Carlin. Oh,
which liner? Hey, Beards.
What?
Which liner do you think we should have if the Queen of England's on the show? What should we do then, you think?
Maybe look. I'll find something.
Oh, you know what? Hey, I'm wondering, what do you think our liner should be? What do you think your liner should be? We have the royal baby on, who was born yesterday.
Ooh, I think I have a baby one somewhere. Let me look.
I don't. Do you see the point I'm getting at here?
We have liners for everybody?
Hey, Beards, what liner should we play if we have Babe Ruth on? Or how about Elvis? What if Elvis is on? What if we get in touch? Although, there may be a thing next week that's in the works. Has literally nothing to do with any of those people I've mentioned so far. But would just be like the new most like famous person to have been on this show. Wow, who's that record right now? Who's the most famous guy? Is it Seth? Does Seth have the most Twitter followers?
Dan Dockich?
Oh, that's right. That's it. Yep, good call. Dan Dockich is currently...
Dr. Professor?
She's second.
Priest Mahomes. Okay, there was another one. I knew we had
that one's
another.
Pretty, that one's pretty, pretty good. You want to play that one? Do you want to start this show by going into the nostalgia machine?
Sure. Here we go.
Here's
you ready?
This one. Yeah.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
In my lifetime, I've seen the Chiefs have three different star running backs. Stars.
This one takes a while to get going.
Priest Mahomes? Oh, my God. Oh,
you
my.
You can't stop.
Oh, my God.
You can't stop.
Oh, no.
On 15-10.
Yeah. So, that one takes a little while to get going, I think. Also, Dan Dockage has more Twitter followers than either of the people that I'm trying to get on next week. Oh, man. That's a little sad.
We got a lot of liners.
Yeah. You know how I know we have a lot of liners? Because I went through and did them all. I edited into all of them. Anyway, we might talk about the Royals at some point before we get to 5 o'clock because Salvador Perez-Alex Gordon are back. It's kind of fun in the lineup today. We'll see. I'm doing Baseball Tonight post game on 8:10.
Is it fun?
Here's the thing. I am freaking stoked about it because I'm doing the post game show on 8:10 tonight. So like this is a gift to me. I can talk about them afterwards. I'm not promising we're going to get to that though. I think I'm Josh Allen. This is something I've realized today. Somebody on Twitter, Jeremy Sickle on Twitter. Sorry, I'm in connection with someone with Kent. I don't have to hide with Kent Swanson. He's telling me about something that he's bringing to the studio. It's not what Beard Steven thinks it is.
What?
It'll be good, though. Jeremy Sickle tweeted, if there was a draft of Kansas City radio personalities, hosts, and producers, who would be your top five picks? And in the, like, 20 responses, I've shown up, like, once. Which is good for me. But someone did their list, and I was on their top five, which is always a great thrill. And see, I was actually third on this list, which ups me on the fourth best show host in Kansas City. But first place was a tie between two people. So I think that actually keeps me at four. So I think all the branding that we've done, beards, all of those t-shirts we've had made and everything that just says we're number four, I think those are still valid.
Yeah.
You know what would be pretty good? We've talked about show shirts before. Getting a number four on the back would be a very funny, very niche joke.
It would be very niche.
But that's what the show is about. That's what the show is for. Anyway, I think...
I see another one that has you at two.
Whoa! Did they tag me?
No.
Oh! Sweet.
Great. So now we have to redo all the shirts.
I haven't seen... We're pretending that one doesn't exist. Because I think I'm Josh Allen in this ranking. But hear me out. Big arm, great range, enormous accuracy issues. Some team is going to love me, but nobody else understands why. Who am I even talking about? Was that me playing Josh Allen or me being myself?
Or is that Josh Allen being you?
Who knows? What's the difference at this point? At this point, it's just... it's this self-fulfilling prophecy. Speaking of which, I had another very good tweet that I felt very good about today. There are a lot of people out right now doing their kind of like best case scenario mock drafts. And Kent is going to give us a whole bunch of his information whenever he gets here later today. But my best case scenario mock draft for the Chiefs, like a Chiefs specific, I'm not giving you, you know, 200 and some picks. No. My Chiefs specific best case scenario mock draft is this. Number 5, Denver Broncos, Josh Allen. End of list. Now it's been a good draft. Now things have gone according to plan. Things have gone as well as possible. We touched on this a little bit when we were talking to Matt Verderame yesterday. It's just, I just think it's lovely that Josh Allen might end up being the Broncos' new Paxton Lynch. Also, the Cardinals are apparently trying to trade up. Thrilling.
There's lots of noise about it.
Lots of noise.
Hashtag rumblings.
But Benjamin Albright had a tweet earlier today that he tweeted and then immediately deleted. But someone got a screenshot and Albright acknowledged that he had this tweet. And the tweet just said, "It's Darnold." I'm guessing he was DMing someone and messed up and tweeted, "It's Darnold," who also seems right now to be the guy who was already the favorite to go number one in recent days. Seems like that's what's happening. Patrick Mahomes is on NFL Network right now. Now Clark Hunt's on NFL Network right now. Andy Reid. Saw John Dorsey. Matt Nagy. Hey, Brett Veach was there. Wouldn't have recognized him at this point last year. So it sounds like Sam Darnold from USC is going to go number one overall. Also, apparently, the new rumblings is that there are going to likely... I think someone says a 50-50 chance that four quarterbacks go in the top five. Which is pretty rare. I'm not sure that that even is a positive thing. I don't know if that looks good for the quarterbacks or if that means that everyone just can't decide what separates them. But that's fun. I'm looking forward to Thursday with that in mind. But Gil Brandt had my favorite particular analysis on quarterbacks. I mentioned this to Beards before the show, and I told him to just trust me on this. Gil Brandt was with the Cowboys for like 30 years. He's 85 years old, but he's like an active like tweeter and stuff. He seems like a nice enough dude, and he's, you know, a pretty popular analyst, even in his you know, mid-80s. So, not here to dunk on Gil Brandt. However, some SB Nation site for some team that's quarterback needy compiled quotes from Gil Brandt and some other analyst on these quarterbacks. And I thought Gil Brandt's analysis was brilliant. He gives you analysis on Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield, and Sam Darnold here. You ready? First quote. Quote, if you don't need a quarterback to play, I think Allen has the most upside out of anybody. Next quote. If you need a quarterback to play in 2018, I think Josh Rosen is best. Next quote. I think if you want a quarterback that's like Drew Brees in the long run, I think it's the Oklahoma quarterback, Baker Mayfield. If the USC quarterback, Sam Darnold, cuts down on his turnovers, he could be the best of the four. If blank, then blank could blank. Just literally Mad Libs this. Do we just... Okay, Beards, I need you to give me one negative trait that can be attributed to a quarterback.
Hand size.
No, that's going to be hard. Okay. Give me a unit of time that is more than 23 hours and less than 5 years.
2 days.
Okay. Oh, and now, you know what? We're going to just go. We're going to make this about Kyle Laletta. Ready?
Okay.
If Kyle Laletta isn't hampered by his small hands, he could be one of the guys that's sort of your two-day starter, day two starter, perhaps. Draft him late in day two or in day two. Maybe he's starting for you in day two. You know, that's kind of metaphorical. Not this year, but next year. And really, if his hand size isn't a problem and if he doesn't have to start for you day one, then this guy could be the best out of the draft. Do one more. Give me a negative trait attributed to quarterbacks.
Too short.
And give me a trait about an NFL team. Literally any trait about an NFL like roster, basically.
A specific team?
No, 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 no. Just analysis on some unit of a team.
Okay.
It could be anything from a front office to coaching staff to offensive line to defense to skill position players.
There's a lot of holes in their offensive line.
Okay. And now I need you to give me give me a number between 1 and 32.
27.
Listen, for me, if I was an NFL general manager, I look at Baker Mayfield and I say that he's too short for this position. If he ends up on a team with any sort of holes in their offensive line, he is going to need a steel curtain in front of him to hold anybody back. And I just don't see it. I don't see that happening anytime soon. If I'm Baker Mayfield, I'm not even rooting for myself to be selected until the 27th pick with the New Orleans Saints. The next Drew Brees, just like Gil Brandt said. That worked out perfectly. I had to go look and see who the 27th pick was. That was chef kiss perfect. Little short like Drew Brees. Gonna need some structure in front of him like Drew Brees. Give him a few years, he could be Drew Brees.
When you were reading those tweets, it made me think of how Magic Johnson will occasionally tweet.
Yes, of course it did. This is a fine, by the way.
This actually makes sense. So,
unnecessary NBA connection.
This is from a couple years ago. Laker Nation, DeMar DeRozan should be one of the free agents we go after this summer. Laker Nation, separate tweet. I would also love to see Kevin Durant in the purple and gold.
Yep.
Another tweet. Laker Nation, the Lakers should call LeBron James' agent. We know he's going to stay in Cleveland, but they should call him anyway, just in case he leaves.
Yeah, This is the thing about being an NFL analyst of any sort. Just cover all your bases.
Yes.
You know what? Hey, can we let's just do this. Let's keep playing this alternate reality game.
Okay.
For the record, obviously we did not. I need you to confirm we did not discuss any of this beforehand.
No.
This is straight up.
We were too busy. I was too busy to console you that Mahomes hadn't walked down to the studio yet.
I know.
Ben came in. Oh, by the way, I just saw Ben. He's changed. He's not in a polo anymore.
What is he wearing?
A t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
He wore a polo.
He dressed up for Mahomes, and now Mahomes is gone. He's just, you know,
I wore a collar. I wore a collar today. I didn't. Also, jort season, baby. Broke out the jorts for the first time this spring and summer. Supremely exciting.
But yeah, when Ben came into the studio, you audibly went, I need to smell him. Come here.
That was my joke. Wink. Definitely a joke. Not serious.
You inhaled pretty deeply there.
Who was on the other side of the room? Let me commit to a bit, Beards. Ben walked in, he said something like, so, did you see it? And before he could finish the sentence, I went, oh, and let me smell him. Is it going to smell him on you? It was fun.
You almost climbed over the table.
Yeah, I'm committed to my bits.
Anyway, we're going to continue to play this reality out.
Yeah, so now actually, you know what? We're going to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Whenever we come back, I'm not going to be hosting this show anymore. Instead, hosting this show is going to be NFL insider and NFL draft expert Boss Drisco on Twitter at Boss Drisco.
With an E.
Yes, with an E. And I'm not going to be here. I'm going to leave the studio. Bosch and I have a lot of issues. So I'm not going to be hosting, but Beards and Bosch are going to talk about the quarterbacks in this year's draft. Beards, I know you've been studying a lot. I know that you've been looking forward to this interview.
I looked at Wikipedia last night.
That's great. Yeah, that's good. That's all you need. Bosch is an incredible expert whenever it comes to the draft, and especially the quarterbacks.
Did you know that Sam Darnold actually has 10 fingers on one hand? I read that last night on Wikipedia.
I'm glad I'm not going to have to be in the studio next segment. I don't think I could take this. This is unspeakably painful. All right, next segment, Beards and Boss Drisco are gonna talk about the quarterbacks in this year's draft. And you are going to have your mind blown by the expertise.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Brisco.
They're getting pressure on 43.8% of the time per Pro Football Focus.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Welcome back to the show. Josh had to step out for a bit because we've got special one-time-only maybe guest.
First time.
First. God, I've got a hiccup now, too.
That's bad.
Bosch Drisco.
Yeah, thank you.
How you doing, Bosch?
I'm having an awesome time. You might be surprised to know that I sound this way. I might also be surprised to know that I sound this way. I'm thrilled to be here. The NFL draft is, let's see. Hold on, I gotta go to NFL.com, see if I can get an official countdown. You know, this internet in this building sucks.
Yeah.
You got the hiccups?
I do.
It's really, really poor timing.
Oh, it's good.
I'm not gonna host the show. That jerk. With the weird name, what kind of name is Josh Brisco?
I think he prefers Joshua, but nobody calls him that.
That's a very jerk thing of him to say.
What you doing here, Bosch?
I'm here to talk about the draft. Can I call you Beards?
Sure.
I'm here to talk. About quarterbacks. I don't give a damn about any other position. I'm here to talk I will talk about quarterbacks though. What do you think about quarterbacks?
I mean, they're okay.
That's fine. I don't need you to be expert. I'm the expert. Where you got on your mind?
Where am I? What now?
Uh-huh.
I love gum.
I want to talk about the draft.
Okay.
Beards.
What do you want to talk about the draft about?
I want you to ask me about quarterbacks.
Okay. What do you think about... Let me scroll down my list here. Just... Excuse me.
I've watched a lot of tape for this. I've read a lot of other mock drafts. I'm very intimately familiar with the NFL draft order.
Uh-huh.
And where these quarterbacks should go.
What do you think of Mason Rudolph?
Oh, Mason Rudolph. What an interesting place for you to start. But, of course, I am very familiar.
I just picked one at random.
I'm very familiar with Mason Rudolph. Listen, I think it's pretty clear that, you know, you got that middle section of, you know, guys that are below Lamar Jackson, but above, you know, kind of the tripe. That nice Kyle Laletta, Luke Falk, Mason Rudolph section. You know, Mason Rudolph's hand is 9.13, according to measurables. He ran a 4.940. I think it's pretty clear from what I've seen from him in the combine, and I was invited to the combine. I've been watching it very closely, obviously, but also from his tape. You know, everybody wants a quarterback. Everybody needs a quarterback. I love quarterbacks.
Who's your favorite quarterback?
Well, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
But Mason Rudolph, you might not hiccuping.
I'm trying. I'm struggling here.
I got a weak stomach. Mason Rudolph is my favorite quarterback. He's my favorite white quarterback after the fourth best quarterback. He's my fifth favorite white quarterback.
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to hiccup here.
I wish we should stop hiccuping.
I do, too. So, ultrafootball.com has Sam Darnold going number one overall.
That's some bull bleep. Can I say bull bleep on the radio?
You can. I would advise against it, but you... Excuse me. You can.
Some bull bleep. Sam Darnold's 6'3". I'm not interested in a quarterback that's under 6'4", and also not one that's too smart unless it's a real party animal, which is a Baker Mayfield. But listen, I don't want no 6'3" quarterback. He can't see over his offensive linemen are like 6'7".
So you need like a 6'4", around Josh Rosen.
6'4" is no, a 6'4" Josh. That sounds wonderful. But I'm not interested in Rosen. He's too smart. I don't want it. I'm not interested. You know what I want in a quarterback? I want to be able to throw a football over the mountains. I want Uncle Rico under center. I want Uncle Rico under center. And you know who that is?
I don't. Who is that?
It's Josh Allen.
Ah.
You know why? You know why Josh Allen played at Wyoming?
I don't, actually.
It's because he needed to find the biggest state possible to throw the ball across. He didn't want to launch a missile across state lines. Could have gone to Texas, but none of those schools wanted him.
Do you know why?
Yeah, because they're dumb.
Oh.
How's the hiccup been going?
Not well.
I actually, you know, I told you about Kyle Rudolph's hands. Josh Allen's hands?
Mm-hmm.
10.13.
Is that big?
Could you please stop hiccuping? I'm trying to talk about quarterbacks. Sam Darnold's hands are smaller. Baker Mayfield's hands are a little bitty tiny. Josh Rosen's hand. I'm not finding hands bigger than 10, whatever, I guess 10 inches probably. There ain't no 10 hands here. Not on this board. Not in this draft. Not on my watch.
So do you think Lamar Jackson should be a wide receiver?
Oh, Lamar Jackson. What a physical talent. I love Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, I think, is going to be a huge talent in the NFL. I am looking at a page right now with his measurables, though. It does say Lamar Jackson, QB, Louisville. As I like to call it, Louisville. I have to assume that's a mistake. That's got to be a typo. Because, yeah, he's absolutely not. Can't play quarterback, not in the National Football League.
Why not?
Hands are too big. 9.5. It's too many hands. Now you got 9.5 fingers, maybe.
Listen, I've always said if you can be fast and just run around, let Josh Allen. You know what the Browns should do? They should draft Josh Allen at 1 and Lamar Jackson at 4. And then just let.
So they'd have two quarterbacks as wide receivers?
No. They let Josh Allen throw it to Lamar Jackson 80 yards downfield, first play every time. 4 verts, baby.
Do you agree that Luke Falk should. So they've got Luke Falk projected rounds 2 through 4. Do you agree with that?
Could you get into
I'm control? Trying.
Listen, I love Luke Falk because I love quarterbacks, man. I love quarterbacks. You know where I think Luke Falk should go? I think Luke Falk should go to a good situation. I think Luke Falk would really benefit from having a good offensive line, some good weapons, some good talent around him, some good coaching, a good defense, and some good talent to develop behind an established starter. I think that would really set Luke Falk up well.
Any other quarterback stuff you want to talk about?
We got to talk about Kyle Uletta. If there's anything I love more than a quarterback, it's a spider. And he's a Richmond spider right there. Kyle Uletta. It's pronounced like it's L-A-U, but I just say Loletta.
You don't think he's too short? 6'2"?
Oh, he's a little low letter to the ground, what you're saying, huh? Very good joke. Listen, no, I love Kyle Uletta. 6'2" is plenty tall to be a quarterback unless you're Lamar Jackson. I think could really help Kyle Uletta. Here's my spice. You could call them hot takes. You want a hot take?
Go for it.
If Kyle Uletta goes to a good situation where he can sit behind, say, Tom Brady, be coached by Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels,
uh-huh,
get a good offensive line in front of him, surrounded by some real good weapons, give him the best possible case scenario for a couple years, let him develop, could be the best quarterback in this draft.
What if Gronk retires?
Oh, he's a bust. He'll bust out in an hour.
That's a pretty steep curve there.
Kyle Loletta. Low floor, high ceiling. Should call him Kyle Lolattice. You know, lattice up the side of the house. You know, lattice, my favorite vegetable.
Have we gotten your thoughts on Baker Mayfield yet?
I've been waiting for you to ask. Listen here. Listen up. You know how I love a good, tall quarterback.
Uh-huh.
But listen. Excuse you. Baker Mayfield, 6'0", because he can go from 0 to 6'0" in about 2 seconds flat. You know what I'm saying? 0 to 60, baby. Baker Mayfield has the gunslinger attitude that could make him the best quarterback in this draft or could make him the biggest bust in this draft.
That's a little bit of a range.
Listen here, Beards. You listen here. I got to say, first of all, I think our commitment to the bit has been very impressive.
A little too far, I think. I'm worried that Bosh Driscoll might stick around for segment 3.
So am I. Please don't pick him. I'm worried
that
hiccups
are going to stay.
I'm worried
these aren't part of the bit.
Stick around to hour 3.
These aren't part of the bit.
Listen up. Baker Mayfield, 6'0". I understand. But you know what I love about Baker Mayfield? Baker Mayfield loves life. Baker Mayfield is going to be out there, and he's going to slang it. He's going to slang that football. And you know what? I think if he goes pick number 27, Saints maybe Saints trade up to get him, like trade up to 26, get Baker Mayfield, trade up to 1 if they want. Trade up, get Baker Mayfield, put up behind a good offensive line, let him learn behind Drew Brees, give him some good receivers. I think Baker Mayfield could be the best quarterback in this draft.
Didn't Johnny Manziel kind of love life?
Johnny Manziel, you know where Johnny Manziel went in the draft? The Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, it's an issue, isn't it?
Baker Mayfield goes to Cleveland Browns. He's going to be out of the league in a year. 1 year. 365 days. By the next draft, he will be in the Canadian Football League.
Or playing baseball?
He'll be playing baseball, calendar. He and Tim Tebow are going to be out there slanging baseballs. Baker Mayfield. Love Baker Mayfield. Depending on where he goes.
Anything else, Bosh?
I mean, I've always got more on quarterbacks. I love a good quarterback. Hey, is Charlie got the hiccups? Charlie, it's good to meet you. Finally, I usually just slide in my DMs on Twitter. Bosh Driscoll, nice to meet you. We're talking about quarterbacks. I love talking about quarterbacks. You have any questions about any quarterbacks? Ask me a question about quarterback. Go ahead. Ask me a quarterback question. I'll give you an answer.
What the hell are you doing, boy?
Ask me about quarterbacks. Ask me a quarterback question. I love quarterbacks.
Who's going to get drafted first?
That you know what? That's such a good question. You know who's going to get drafted first? Number one? A bust. Going to the Browns. Listen, here's what I'm saying. Listen, if I just said, Baker Mayfield goes a good situation, good offensive line, good weapons, good coaching, some time to learn about how to get a good quarterback, be the best quarterback in this draft. Could be. Not will be. Could be. Goes number one overall with the Browns. Bust. Out in the league in a year. No chance. Zero. None. Zero dark 30. 0 years. Dark afterwards. 30 years old. Unemployed. Zero dark 30. I often say that. Can't remember where else that's from. That's how they killed Bin Laden, right? Quick Baker Mayfield, zero dark 30. Boom. Blah, blah.
If the Broncos draft a quarterback, are they going to be able to throw a football over the mountains?
I'll say, here's the thing. If they draft Josh Allen, you're damn right they will be. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to curse on this radio station. You listen here. Josh Allen. The Dream. I like to call him Dreamy Josh. It's a name that other people around my life also tend to use for themselves.
But your name is Bosh.
Yeah, it's not my nickname. I'm Dreamy Bosh. That joke was dumb. Dreamy Josh Allen goes to Denver, throwing football over the mountains. I said this earlier. I want Uncle Rico in a center for me. I'm not out here dinking dunking. I'm out here slinging guns, throwing the football over the mountains. Also, I love gum. I love gum and quarterbacks. Kent Swanson's going to be in a five. I hope he gets here while we're still doing this bit.
Oh, I don't.
Excuse me. Maybe Kent and I can have a little quarterback off. That would be fun. That sounds fun.
That sounds a quarterback off?
Yeah. We're talking about quarterback. You just throw a quarterback in and Kent and I are going to talk about the quarterback.
I feel like you need yourself a fat stogie right now.
Nah, I'd love to. Tried bringing one in from outside. Receptionist punched me in the face. Put it out. On my knee. You can't see it because there's a desk here. I got a burn on my knee. That was Winston Churchill on this. Looked like a steam engine. Actually, I don't smoke. I vape constantly. Blow fat clouds. Can you guys believe that they didn't send Patrick Mahomes in here to do a show with us today?
Bosh, where'd you go? You just disappeared.
I killed him.
Thank God.
He's dead. Can you believe that Chiefs PR didn't just trot Pat Mahomes right in here and just plop him in a seat? Let him talk quarterbacks with Bosh Driscoll?
Charlie says it was tickets for less. That was saying no. Excuse me while I hiccup again.
I just can't figure out why anyone would not march him right down here and have him just saddle up. All right, you have that to look forward to an hour or two. Bosh went outside to vape. But whenever Kent's in here, we might see if he wants to come back into the two, then we can talk quarterbacks. Dude's just cringe in horror.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
The Chiefs have a 2-1 record amongst those two teams plus the Eagles. But what of the Chiefs, Patriots, and Steelers looking at going down the rest of this season? Pro Football Focus.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Thanks again to Bosh Driscoll for making the time. I do hate that guy.
I hate him, everything he stands for, his analysis, his stupid wardrobe. He dresses like an idiot.
Yeah, I gotta say, I wasn't expecting him to wear a beanie cap and sunglasses indoors.
It's like, yeah, it's like 80 degrees, yeah. You tool.
Also, jorts?
Yeah, it's a real stunner. Really looks like an idiot. Cuffed up, like, mid-thigh. Like, all right, we get it. Skies out, thighs out. D-bag. Like a Hawaiian shirt unbuttoned to his navel. All right, cool, beach, Barbie, Malibu kin. I get it.
What shirt are you wearing there?
It's my Hawaiian shirt.
Oh.
See my belly button?
No, the console's in the way. Thank goodness.
Why are you hiccuping?
I can't stop it!
You, oh, man, figure it out, man.
I can't remember the last time I've had hiccups.
What was that sound?
Defeat.
Mark that sound.
Just
Mark, I want that sound later. Incredible.
Defeat and resignation, that's what that was.
Now you know how I feel. I had hiccups for a whole segment, and my mic is always on.
Yeah, that was my last segment, too. I had to feed Bosh Driscoll a bunch of questions about quarterbacks.
Listen, he's a content machine, but he's got to have somebody, you know, turn the key. You know, I've noticed since Bosh Driscoll left, our Facebook Live viewership has really dropped.
I don't think we should ever bring him back.
I think we might bring him back next hour.
Oh, no.
He's outside just vaping right now, just blowing fat clouds right now. Just out there ripping that cotton.
He's probably a trick vapor, too.
Oh, 100%. He can absolutely vape into a cup and then pour it out like liquid. He can vape Josh Allen's name into the sky, like a pilot, like a sky drawing pilot. We're gonna talk to Kent Swanson. He gets here in a few minutes. I'm just gonna let him do whatever he wants on the draft. I continue to be fascinated by the quarterback situation. Another story currently going on in the NFL that I just love. Julio Jones did like the weirdest possible thing yesterday. He deleted all of his Falcons stuff. He made his Twitter private. And then I think it was deleted. Yeah, he deleted his unfollowed his Falcons teammates on Twitter. And deleted his Falcons photos from Instagram. And Ben Albright tweeted out that there's nothing going on there, that he just wanted to, you know, sources said that he wanted a fresh start on social media.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing, man.
Sure.
You don't just go, I need a fresh start on social media. I'm going to delete all my Falcons stuff. That's super weird.
Up next, I was hacked.
Right. Like, and also now, like, there's apparently been some discussion about the contract situation of Julio Jones, and he hasn't been as good since Kyle Shanahan left, and he's in San Francisco now. But here, the thing that is really confusing to me is if he really was being shopped or moved or whatever, if it got to Julio Jones, if he figured it out and then deleted his Falcon stuff, then surely some reporter somewhere did the same thing. Like, there's a 0% chance that the only people that know this are the Falcons front office and Julio Jones. But also, you don't just decide you're going to wipe all of your team stuff off your social media.
It's like when you break up with somebody and they delete all their photos of you two together.
Yeah. Yeah, the breakup didn't go well.
Uh-uh.
And also, but like, here's the thing. Here's the equivalent of it. It's two of your friends who are in a relationship, only one of them, deletes all their pictures. And then you go, yo, Devin, what's going on, man? I don't know. I try to pick names of people that I don't know any of.
I know a Devin.
I don't think I know a Devin. Yo, Devin, Ashley deleted all of the pictures of you guys off of her Instagram, and she unfollowed you on Twitter. Like, what's going on? She's like, Devin can't say, oh, yeah, you know, she's just looking for a fresh start on social. What? No. No, there's a problem in your guys' relationship, isn't there?
Scorched earth, that's the issue.
Yeah, but Devin is saying, no, it's good, man. Devin is adamant that it's just getting a fresh start on social media. Devin told NFL insiders.
Devin told NFL insiders it was a mutual breakup.
No, Devin said there is no breakup. Ashley just deleted all those
picks. That's coming next.
Yeah, but the Falcons aren't there yet. Julio's not there yet. No reporter is there yet. That's what's confusing to me. Your hiccups are going to be here for the rest of time, aren't they?
Maybe. Or at least for the rest of the show.
I love this story. Like, I love also just like, okay, let's figure out what could have made this happen. Maybe he goes to the Falcons to talk about his contract, and they go, nah. And then he's upset. Someone would know that had happened. He heard that there's a rumor that he's going to be traded. Deletes everything. Someone would have heard that that was the reason. I'm not willing to believe that he just did this for a fresh start. If he would have, like, Kanye'd and just deleted the whole thing, if he would have just Kanye'd and deleted his entire social media, everything, then fine. Then it makes sense. He's just purging his social media accounts. You don't just, like, unfollow Dontari Poe and then, like, ah, yes, this is what I needed. Following Dontari Poe on Twitter was the thing really holding me back. Maybe he doesn't like his teammates. Because, like, if I had to come up with, like, a reason to, like, unfollow you on Twitter, Beards, like, it would have to be... I couldn't just be like, yeah, I got tired of your bad NBA tweets. I would have to come up with something. But if I unfollowed everybody in this building, someone would go, wait a second, what's going on? What did he do? Or what did we do?
Or just everybody unfollowed you.
That would be troubling. Yes. Yes, I would be concerned by that. So I have no reason to believe that there is anything going on with Julio Jones. I have also as few reasons to believe that there's not something going on. And that's what it means to fill content on a Tuesday. The other way you can fill content on a Tuesday is by just at random throw a dart and invite somebody to hang out in the studio for an hour. It could literally be anybody. It can be someone super talented and great. It could just be some hack. I hope Kent Swanson gets here soon. I know he's not here yet, so I can tell you in confidence, Beards. Whew. I mean, desperation. Like, Hail Mary, end of the game. Like, I guess, I hope that Jehu Chesson hops up and catches. Oh, he did. Okay. Phew. Oh, Kent's in the studio. Oh, God. Kent Swanson of Arrowhead Pride, our local Jehu Chesson, I guess, is in studio next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.